Welcome to the Mindforge, episode 9, the power of belief and how it relates to mindset. We are on a bit of a kind of belief train in the episodes right now. Previous episode, I explained that your belief framework is operating like in the subconscious. It's like the framing of a house. Now, a house can benefit from structure. You can benefit from the structure of beliefs. There is also a point where they get in the way. Like a house with no windows, just boards all around, you will not be able to see the storm coming. Reality is not going to get through to you. You can have so much structure in your belief framework that you are immune to reality. Come on, we have seen this, right? Look at that COVID hysteria. I still see people wearing face masks by themselves in their own car. All right. Reality just ain't getting in. Okay. So it's possible. Now, there is a great study that I've come across that talks about the placebo effect. Now, that is belief. Okay. The sugar pill, right? So there is a study done in 2002. Dr. Bruce Mosley, I may pronounce that wrong. They had a randomized, you know, placebo-controlled trial. They wanted to evaluate the efficacy of arthroscopic knee surgery for osteoarthritis, right? They had like 180 so patients that reported knee pain that was decided that, you know, with the diagnosed osteoarthritis. They performed the actual surgery on some people, where they removed, I guess, a third of the people, they removed damaged tissue. Another third, they did this thing where they cut into you and they flush the joint. And the final third, they cut into them, but didn't do anything other than cut into the knee. So they thought that they had gotten the procedure, a procedure. Nobody knew what group they were in. Nobody knew. All the groups reported very close to the same improvement levels in pain and function over, I guess, the 2 years following the procedure. I don't know if they followed up past the 2 years or not. That would probably cost more money. But the moral of this story is even the third that had no surgery reported just as much improvement as groups that actually had a surgery. So, you know, drug trials have to have a placebo control. And what they typically find is that people who just get sugar pills get better because they think that they got medicine. People who had this fake knee surgery, they got better. Their knees got better because they thought they had a surgery. Right? The power of belief is not just woo-woo. Okay, it's real. And, you know, in our last episode, we talked about that you can fake it until you make it. So if your belief can cause physical changes in your body, like a healing process to occur, because you thought you had a surgery or you thought you took a medication that you're told will be a remedy, We also know that if you start to tell yourself that you can do something, it shifts your confidence level. If you say, I'm afraid, you're going to eventually feel afraid. If you say, I'm cool, I'm good to go, I'm ready, I can do this. Like, what pro athlete gets up there to shoot a free throw and says, I can't do this. I freaking suck. You know, nobody. I don't even, you know, Michael Jordan doesn't, when he was playing, you know, it's not like he, before every game, he was like, I freaking suck. I can't do this. No, man, that dude was like, I'm the best in the freaking world. We all know already this basic principle that belief creates your reality. We just don't really put it into practice. Like, we know it, but we don't think it applies to us because we're so ingrained into a negative belief pattern, a self-destructive mindset, that we don't think it's possible for us. Truth is, it is. You just have to change the beliefs. You got to figure out what beliefs are holding you back, and then you got to overpower them. You got to figure out what's holding you back and create ones that will free you, create the opposite belief. It's not that, like, yoga doesn't teach that beliefs are bad. Mindset management isn't about the idea that you can't have beliefs. It's that you need to have a mindset that is going to support you and allow you to accomplish and be whoever the heck it is that you ought to be. So, power of belief. It really is like the bread and butter of mindset management. And there's plenty of evidence that it is true for everything from your body's healing potential to your mindset. That's it for now. Take care. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mind Forge. If you want to help us out, please share with any of your friends, family that you think would want to listen to it. Also, like, subscribe, follow us. It's a good way to give us your support. We appreciate it. Take care.